Winter weather preparation up next on The Handy Guys.
Welcome to The Handy Guys Podcast, where we work together on that honey-do list, featuring head-to-head tool challenges and your questions. Here are The Handy Guys themselves, Brian and Paul. What a concept!
Brian, it's that time of year where we need to consider getting ready for the winter weather.
That's right. It's already starting to get cold here.
It's getting cold, and we're running out of time to go through that fall checklist. It's not the honey-do list. It's that checklist to make sure that your house is ready for the coming months of nasty snow, rain, darkness, who knows what.
Okay.
And so we're going to have some tips on some of the things that you want to consider when walking around your house. As always, if you have ideas that we've either missed or you have some better ideas, please leave a comment to this podcast or post on thehandyguyspodcast.com. But before we get into this winter preparation list, let's give out our Handy Guy contact information.
Sure. You can always contact us via the telephone.
Who would have thought?
818-804-TOOL, which is 8665. Or use the contact form on our website, www.handyguyspodcast.com.
Awesome.
Oh, Brian, we should also talk about our little free giveaway.
Actually, our contest,
yeah,
yes.
It's free for those that get to win it, but not for us. It's our nice toolkit, toolbox.
That's
you
right.
Need to go to episode number 87.
You got to check that out.
And
you know, we've only had about 10 entries so far.
That's because people are struggling to come up with a valuable, realistic,
valid
and good use of duct tape.
You know, I think this is going to turn more into, you know what, that's a valid use, and that's the funniest valid
right.
use it might turn into.
So if you have a valid use of duct tape, please leave a comment. For instance, Brian, the other day, you know, I'm walking along, and I realized I had a hole in my shoe that was starting to develop.
No, someone put that up there.
They did?
Yeah, we got one today.
Oh, that's it. We'll discuss whether that's valid later. All right, I got a better idea, Brian. You know, Brian, I was going down the street, and I noticed that I was looking at my house with binoculars, doing some of my pre-winter inspection, and I have a slight hole in my siding, in
okay.
my vinyl siding towards the bottom. I don't know if a garden
shovel
hit it or whatever.
Too.
Duct tape? Fix that hole? Is that valid use of duct tape?
Invalid.
All right, so that would be an invalid use of duct tape, maybe for like a day or two.
Yeah, for a day or two, but you know what? So what? You have a hole there for a day or two.
Yeah, I mean, Brian, you know, when I said the other day, that was actually like 3 years ago, and it's still there.
Yeah.
It's right down at the bottom.
I think I have the same hole in my house. I don't know.
All right.
I hit it with the weed whacker or the mower or something.
Mine was there when I bought the house. But anyway, so that we were looking for valid uses of duct tape. And we're still looking for, we've gotten some good ones. So if you have it and you want to, you know, leave a comment on episode number 87, you have a chance to win a toolkit that's worth $170?
Yeah, that's what we're saying. Yeah.
From True Value Hardware Store.
Yeah.
Up next, our winter weather preparation checklist.
Want great deals on tools that the handy guys recommend? Click on the Our Store button at www.handyguyspodcast.com.
Okay, Brian, let's go through it. We need to inspect our house this winter. What do we do? Where do we start? You're speechless. Well, Brian, I have a few ideas.
Are we going to go through it methodically like we did in the spring checklist? And
Sort of. And not that methodically.
Top
but
to bottom?
Let's just have some fun with it. All right, Brian, it's getting colder, and I want to go through and get my house ready. What's the big difference here as we approach the winter season as opposed to, say, summertime?
I think the big thing here for you know, checking your house out this time of year is you want to look for things that you're not going to want to address over the winter if you're doing it yourself.
Exactly.
Because you don't want to be out there in the snow and the cold
up on
and
a
whatever.
Ladder.
Yeah, up on a ladder on your roof or whatever, you know, fixing a shingle. Look for it now.
Right.
And, you know, then you can address it before it gets too cold.
Well, one of the things I've noticed, Brian, this time of year, especially as daylight savings has come to an end, is that it's darker.
And that's right. It gets darker a lot earlier.
Gets darker earlier. And so I realized, you know what? I haven't been keeping a good track of what outdoor lights that I have that are still working, what bulbs are still working.
Absolutely.
And so it's a great time of year.
I know all of mine are burning.
So, right. You know. This is a chance. You know, we've talked about security before. A great way to secure your home is to add lighting. Here's an opportunity to get that done before the really dark months. And in fact, you can head on down to your True Value, and, like I did, and pick up a light that has a motion detector feature.
Yeah, what did you get there? I was there when you picked it out, but I didn't really look closely at what you got.
It's one of those light fixtures that has two bulbs in it, spotlights on it, and I think it has, I think it's about a, I don't know if it's quite 180 degrees, but it has a pretty wide area that it monitors for movement.
Motion sensor.
Motion, yes. And it will go on. And so I can put it in back of my house and it doesn't have to run all the time. And so I'll save some energy.
You're going to have some pictures of that installed when this post goes up?
I don't know if it'll be ready by the time of the post, but I do expect to get it out onto our site. But there's something else that I also did, Brian, which I'm kind of excited about.
What's that?
When I was at the True Value store, I was looking at light bulbs, and I see that people around town are starting to use the CFL bulbs, the compact fluorescent, for outdoor lights.
The ones that look like pigtails?
Yeah, exactly.
And the curly-Q bulbs?
Exactly, the curly-Q bulbs. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, I suppose. I don't know if they're rated for outdoor use. I'm not really sure, but they've said that they work pretty well. Well, I was at the True Value store, and I thought, you know, I don't really want to put a curly-Q on my front lamps. It just doesn't look right.
Right.
Well, I found out that they now, it was Westinghouse brand, make chandelier bulbs that are rated for indoor-outdoor use, and they look like chandelier bulbs.
So they're a little classier looking.
Yeah, and they work great. I have a light on each side of the front door, and they are they're fluorescent, and they are equivalent to about a 40-watt bulb. So I put one on each side of the door. They work great, and I have a picture of that. We'll put it on the podcast. But I'm really happy.
On the blog post, you mean?
On the blog. So I'm thrilled with it because they look good, and now we'll have to wait and see.
Are they that really white light, or are they warm, kind of a warm light like the incandescents? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think they're any different than the bulbs I had out there. I had clear bulbs, so they're not real warm anyway. They're not. I don't think I'm so used to CFLs anymore. They don't even seem that white to me anymore. I don't know if it's because they've changed the color temperature on them. And I think they have. That's part of it. And the other part is I'm just used to them.
Okay.
But you have a CFL right up there, and it doesn't look like a CFL unless you look at it. So
yeah, it just burnt my eyes.
I know. So anyway, that's a great way to save a little bit of energy. I leave my lights on almost every night, all night long, on the front of the house, and so now I'm going to save some money over the course of a year. So, but they're not cheap. They do cost a little more, especially for the chandelier bulbs.
Right, but you know what? They're going to be cheaper to operate, like you said.
Yeah.
And you're not going to need to replace them as often. And
that's
so
the
forth.
Key. I'm hoping, because the regular bulbs I would have to replace very often, you know, a couple times a year at least.
Because, you know, you might get some vibration from the door slamming
shut,
and the filaments just don't last that long.
In fact, yeah, several times a year now that I think of it, each bulb. So, yeah, if these last, and I'm hoping they do, then it could be awesome. So we'll see. So doing a little test, we'll report back on them. So lighting is a big thing. What else, Brian? What do we need to do during this winter preparedness?
You know, what's the number one thing that will cause a house to deteriorate prematurely?
Water. Yeah.
So anytime you're going to do an inspection, springtime, fall, winter, check for leaks. So you're going to look at your roof, but you're also going to want to look at your gutters and downspouts. Make sure the gutters aren't clogged. We've got leaves coming down. It's fall. So unclog your gutters. Make sure your downspouts are extended away from the house. Make sure you haven't piled that mulch up in such a way around your shrubbery that's causing water to flow towards your house instead of away from your house. So get that all cleaned up, and you'll be good to go.
Another area you want to do this now, considering water, is one of the biggest problems with water in the winter is the ice dams on the roof.
That's right.
If you have soffit vents, you want to make sure that if you have insulation in the attic that it's not covering those, and you want to bring it back in from the soffits up in your attic.
That's so right. The concept there is that, you know, people say, oh, I've got this fence, it's letting all this air into my attic.
That's what you want.
But that's exactly what you want. And an ideal situation, your attic is the same temperature as the outside air.
Right. So an attic that doesn't have good ventilation or that has poor insulation allows heat to escape from your heated areas up into the attic. It heats your roof, and then the snow melts, and then it freezes out on the eaves where it's colder, and that creates an ice dam.
Right. All the ice water just gets builds trapped up there, and it traps the water, and that water backs up under your shingles, yeah, and you've got a leak.
So you want it to be cool up there, the same as you said, and you know you need to make sure that those soffit vents, if you have them, are not blocked by
insulation. Here's a little tip. How do you know? When you have snow, just go outside and look up at your roof. If you've got spots on your roof where the snow is melting before other spots, you know you've got heat from your house rising up through that area.
Ideally, the snow will just stay on there like it does on your grass. You'll have a nice layer of snow.
That's right.
And it doesn't. You don't see it melting in one spot and not another.
Right.
The tough time is when you have the snows and then it's around 31 degrees and you have the sun out. And it, but you want it to kind of melt evenly then.
That's right.
So that's how that works. And obviously, if you get in an area where you get a ton of snow, you need to think about raking it off if you're concerned about the weight of the snow.
The weight of the snow. My cottage that I have before I bought it actually had a snow load on there and collapsed that roof in. It was that one, you know, where we had like 3 feet of snow or something that one winter in the 90s, and it all came in the middle of the winter.
96, 30 inches. So
yep, there you go.
All right, Brian, you know, I like to do some other things this time of year. I know I'm not your typical guy. I'm not just looking for water infiltration, but, you know, I like to get some other things out of the way when I'm outdoors. This is a great time to bring in your furniture. If you have lawn furniture, the padding obviously makes sense. But, you know, this is the time where I usually don't use my grill as much anymore. I put it in for the winter. I'm not really one that grills much in the cold weather, but I like to have it ready. First thing, you know, first day of spring, I want it ready. So this is the time to clean it. In my case, I got new flavor bars, which had been all rusted out. I got new grates for the top. And the thing is as good as new. As you know, I replaced the burner. We did that on a podcast a year or two ago. And so now it's all ready to go. I got all that stuff at the True Value store. They had all the grill stuff I needed for a Weber grill. So it was really nice.
So now you got a grill that's as good as new.
And so now I can winterize it, not have to deal with it in the spring. So
excellent. Good tip. You know what else I do when I'm putting away my power tools, Paul? My mower.
Yeah.
Chainsaw. Weed whacker.
Yep. You dump the gasoline down the drain, I think.
No, I don't dump it down the drain, Paul.
No, don't.
What I do is I'll use it and I'll run it until it runs out of gas is what I do.
What if it's got a full tank?
If it has a full tank, I'll take that gas and I'll put it in the car.
You got a lot of work.
Put it in my truck. I'll pour it in there.
You have a siphon or a funnel?
Just use a funnel, and I pour it into the car.
Okay.
And
into the car's tank, right?
Into the gas tank of the car, yeah. Not into the bed of the pickup truck, right. Into the gas tank of the car. It has a little bit of oil mix in there, but if you're pouring it into a 24-gallon tank or something, it's fine.
Okay.
So, and then just run the engine till it stalls out from no gas.
So your results may vary. Please contact your mechanic before you conduct this procedure.
right. Don't call us. That's a good tip. Some people say, you know what, they'll use an additive called Stabil, which will cause the gas to not go stale or bad. The problem is, especially with these ethanol gases, is they get a lot of, they attract moisture into the gas, and that causes all kinds of problems. So the stable additive can eliminate that, or running it dry. And I just run it dry and then use fresh gas in the spring.
All right, up next, the rest of our winter weather preparation list.
Don't know where to get reliable answers for your do-it-yourself projects? Why not search the Handy Guys Archive at handyguyspodcast.com.
Okay, obviously, as winter approaches, you want to keep the cold air from getting inside. Or is it the warm air inside from getting outside? What is it, Brian?
I don't know. It's both, right?
You get drafts.
Right, it's drafts.
It feels like the cold air is coming in, but the scientists always told me it's actually the warm air
going out.
I don't get that. But
right. All you know is that if you've got a drafty window, you're uncomfortable.
Right.
So you're going to want to check around your doors, around your windows for failed weather stripping. Mm-hmm. You're going to want to make sure that all your caulk is good. And we're going to do a show sometime before the end of the year on a couple of caulking techniques. We may actually do a video on that. And so make sure all your caulking is intact. Make sure your weather stripping is intact. And here's one thing. If you've got double hung windows, Paul, latch them. You've got little locks on them, you know?
Yeah.
And that latch actually will pull that double hung window tighter so that it's will be less drafty. I noticed one time last winter, I was sitting there on the couch watching TV or something. I'm like, I feel a draft. And sure enough, that double hung window, the latch wasn't latched and it was open just the slightest teeny bit, and I was feeling a draft, and I just tightened that latch up and it was all good.
I guess I'm more concerned not so much about cold air getting in as the criminal getting in the window that's not latched. That's well, why mine are latched.
Right. Well, that window was, I think, maybe 12 foot off the ground.
Okay.
But yeah, that's a good point. But yeah, so make sure they're latched. And if you don't have latches, it's a real simple, easy thing to do. They have those over at the True Value as well.
Okay, so you can if you have a failed window, you get drafts. Sometimes people use that plastic wrap, the cellophane stuff. It looks like for 3M.
We've talked about that before.
That's not a bad solution.
It does work.
Just like this, it's the same concept as a storm window. It just adds another layer. So, Brian, what about other insulation? What about like say in the basement? Should you consider insulating if you have an unfinished basement? That area, will that help, you know, with in your pre, is that something you should consider in your winterization checklist?
You know, my opinion is the biggest bang for your buck in insulating your basement, an unfinished basement, is around the rim joist.
Yeah.
So that's the perimeter.
Sure. Easy to do.
Above the foundation, but below the floor. So yeah, it's very easy to do. You can just get, you know, a package of fiberglass and just loosely pack it in there and you're good to go. And if you have any like pipes that protrude through there, you can use some of that expandable foam those penetrations.
Or even just caulk, depending on how big the hole
is. Yeah, sure. Some caulk and then put insulation in there. And my personal opinion is that's where you leave it.
Okay. So ultimately, if you don't have good, that would be if you've already got good insulation in your attic and above, that's where you lose most of your heat.
That's right. So your attic's your first priority for insulating.
We've talked about that in the past. All right. So you sealed up your holes in your house. That's always a big thing. I got another one for you, Brian.
No, I got one for you,
okay,
too.
Okay, go ahead.
No, you can go next.
All right, I'll go next.
All right.
So I mentioned this earlier in the year after our spring checklist. I said, when you go around and do these things, and I was doing mine, I realized, I have a dryer vent that's shooting out the side of my house, hot air and lint. And I looked in it, and it was full of it. And so it's a great time to clean out your dryer vent. You don't want to be doing that in the winter, and you might as well do it now. Get ready for all those wet snow clothes you're going to be throwing in the dryer and everything like that.
Sure, yeah, that's a good one. On the draftiness, one of the things that can help with your energy bills, especially if you have drafty windows, is just heavy drapes, you know?
Absolutely.
Putting up some curtains that close, maybe, you know, a lined curtain. You know, your wife knows all about, you know, that kind of stuff our wives do. But they do make a difference, and your house does feel more comfortable with something like that.
This is your last chance to do a couple things before it gets too cold here and the ground gets too hard. What is that? Ground hard. What do you need to do before it freezes? You need to put down some
fertilizer?
Yeah, fertilizer. Ding, ding,
right.
Ding, ding. Here's your last chance to get some fertilizer down, some late fall fertilizer. You can still do it in areas.
Your area, but, you know, if you're up, you know, in the Great White North, it's probably too late.
Right.
But absolutely, they sell winterizers, you know, that will feed the roots of that grass and strengthen it so that it'll do better over winter.
You can also aerate.
Yeah, you can aerate. It's probably too late in most areas of the country to seed
You
can aerate.
Okay, and also, you know, exterior surfaces, we talked about sealing, you know, obviously if you have peeling paint and things like that, you want to do that now.
Absolutely. I know I have a little bit of paint peeling around the frame of the garage door, and I want to get that before it's too cold to paint. And you check the can of the paint. It'll tell you the temperature.
Most paints and primers don't cure very well once it gets down below a certain temperature.
Yeah, so. I think it's about 40 to 50 degrees.
All right, so get that done now. Anything else for our... Brian, what about time to stain the deck? Is this a good time to stain the deck?
No, do that in the spring, Paul.
Yeah, Brian, but I told you before, I like when I get to spring, I want everything to be ready. And you got in the winter, you get all, the sun's closer to the earth in the wintertime. Don't you want to protect?
The sun is closer to the earth?
Yes, it is. It is closer to the earth. Do you not want it to be?
What are you talking about?
Don't you know your basic science, man? When is the sun closer to the earth, in winter or summer?
Summer.
No, winter. You check it up. Wikipedia, baby. All right. Well, maybe you can leave the cleaning or the ceiling and the staining of the deck until spring. But otherwise, there you have a few tips on how to prepare your house for the coming winter season. Before we go, we want to remind you to please submit an idea on duct tape. We're looking for the best 10 ideas. We're going to post them on our podcast.
10 ideas?
And our blogs. Yeah, we're looking for the best of the 10, but there's only going to be one winner for that toolkit.
That's right.
And
we only have one toolkit.
There's only one toolkit, but the rest we may use on a podcast. We may talk about our 10 ideas.
Yeah, maybe we'll do a whole show where we just go down through all of the suggestions that we've got, and we'll comment on them and have fun with it.
We'll see how that works. Otherwise, we'll be back next week. See you.
Bye.
Want great deals on tools that the handy guys recommend? Click on the Our Store button at www.handyguyspodcast.com. The Handy Guys will be back next week. Same handy time, same handy website.